welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. This is the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. If you missed the first hour, we had the wonderful Carol Reese on in an interview, and you can go back and get the podcast at iHeartRadio. I want to give a big shout-out to the Green Thumbs Garden Club in Sola Vida. I spoke with them this week on homeopathy plants in the garden, you know, the medicinal plants that you can grow in your yard. Had a great time. And if you'd like me to speak to your garden group, just pop me an email. Get on my calendar schedule. I would love to talk with you, too, as well. Let's go and get John Denver. He's going to introduce the dirty word of the day.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day is Halloween oriented. It's a theme. Okay, skeletonizer. If you've ever seen a leaf that looked very lacy and only the stems and the veins were left, and it went all the way to the outside of the leaf, but everything on the inside was gone, then you've had a visit from a skeletonizer. Most are caterpillar types. Skeletonizers devour leaf tissue, leaving only leaf veins or skeletons behind when they feed. These moths and creatures of the night frequently create webbing where they feed and sometimes tie leaves together with silk. Now you can control skeletonizers with a non-chemical management. You can select handpick and destroy the caterpillars when you see them, and you can reach them, and it's practical for you to do that. You can introduce naturally occurring enemies that will control populations of the skeletonizer. You can avoid the use of broad spectrum insecticides which kill beneficial insects, and to kill them when they're on the tree, just pinch the caterpillars inside the rolled leaves or prune and destroy heavily infested twigs. You can also do chemical management. Bonide Captain Jack's insect killer will work on them. Thuricide BT, which is a insect killing natural control, kills worms and caterpillars, and you can use it in organic gardening. Monterey BT, and then Spectracide Malathion insect spray. So you can cure them. Look for your trees. Walk your yards on a regular basis, at least once a week. Catch a problem before it becomes a major scary problem. Okay, and you'll be much better off. Your landscape will be much better with your eyes on the bottom of the leaves, round the ground. Look up, look at the trees, and you'll be able to catch a problem. That will be the best thing for it. So that's the dirty word of the day. So I'd like to announce, we got a wonderful text from the Grovember Plant Sale, and Fall Fest, which is at Mead Botanical Garden, Friday and Saturday, November 8th and 9th. They would love to have you join. They're going to have a large variety of high-quality plant vendors, kids' activities, live music, and a beer garden. And so it is at Mead Gardens, which is 1300 South Denning Drive in Winter Park. So I'm looking forward to that. Always great plants to get at Mead Gardens.
Do you have to use a herbicide on the beer garden? I'll see my way out. Bye.
There you go. Put a dollar in the jar, as Tony says. So Brad in Gainesville says, crepe myrtles, can they be affected by strong winds? And he said, mine are usually starting to bloom about now, but they seem to be dying after Helene. Oh, Brad, it's kind of late for crepe myrtles to be blooming, but yes, if you did have flowers on your crepe myrtle, Helene's winds probably blew them off, and they're not going to too. You're not going to see flowers this year, probably till next year. Also, too, the amount of rain we got kind of stressed out the plants, and it could have been a factor, too, as well. So what I would do is just let them go dormant, and then next year fertilize real well and, you know, give them a good cut as far as taking off any branches lower than smaller than your pinky you can cut off. Any ones that are going wonky sideways, cut those off, but don't commit crepe murder.
Yeah.
Don't hack it around the top. And you should get your blooms next year.
Yeah. And I also wonder, we were talking about the extreme heats that we had too, and we're going to now start seeing the effects of that in the trees. I wonder if maybe that might be.
It could be. And so this August, September is at the latest that they bloom. So if he wasn't getting blooms before, you know, it may not have been Helene. But also, too, sometimes they bloom really profusely one year and then they take a break the second year.
Yeah.
So that's fruit trees and flowering trees. It might just be a factor. So stress will definitely cause some issues. So Ira sent me a text and he said that he is starting new avocado trees from seed. And so I just want to say, Ira, that, you want to make sure they're about a foot tall before you transplant them. You may have planted them to the previous ones you tried that died, may have been a little too small and not a well-developed root system that can handle the stress of being transplanted in the summertime. So go ahead and grow them in the pot for a little bit longer till they're about a foot tall, and you probably have, you know, several sets of leaves on them. But I will tell you that when you grow the avocados from seed and they are not grafted, it's going to be 5 to 7 years or, you know, 3 to 5 feet tall before you're going to get any fruit on them. So you're going to have to be patient on them. I always recommend that people get grafted avocado trees. And that way they get avocados the very first year. So, but good luck. Let me know how you do. And I look forward to seeing your photographs. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Great deals are now blooming at Quality Green Specialists. Featuring a wide variety of fancy trees, ornamentals, herbs, and flowers, including over 50 varieties of fruiting plants, with sustainable organic nursery products and top quality soil testing. Experience a world of beauty at Quality Green. Open 9 to 4 daily at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Online at qualitygreenspecialist.com. Quality Green Specialists. Top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call 800-830-0715. That's 800-830-0715. Again, 800-830-0715.
This year, celebrate Vote Early Day.
And make your voice heard.
Each year, the amount of people voting early grows.
And this fall, over 250 million Americans can vote early.
In person.
By dropping off their ballot.
Or mailing it in. With so many options, you can vote when it's convenient for you.
Election Day is the last day to cast your ballot.
So the question isn't why vote early.
It's why wait. Join the celebration and find out how you can vote early at VoteEarlyDay.org.
Paid for by Vote Early Day, a Tide Center project.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. That's 800-990-6716.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. This hour is all for you. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. We had a text message from a wonderful listener, but they did not give us their name or where they're located, Lizzie. And it looks like they sent us a photograph or a picture.
Yeah. Now, on text messaging, even though it's on your cell phone or even computer, you can do we can't receive photos through, and even the emojis that I know that are cute, it comes up as like a question mark. So we can't get photos. We can't see. All we can see is words. So you can email Teresa at
teresa.watkins@live.com.
Yes, and send her the photo there.
Yes. So you can go to, or you can go to my website, she-consulting.com, and you can upload it there, and also betterlawns.com. All right, so it says, is this a fungus or whatever it is? How do I get rid of it? Okay, so if it is a fungus, there's no way to get rid of it. You do not treat funguses after you get them. You prevent them. All right, so I'd like to see what it is and what plant it's on. So go ahead and text me again text me and tell me what plant it's on and what it looks like. Or send me a photograph, and I'll be able to answer you then. 1-888-455-2967 or 23680. Let's go to Eileen in Polk City. Good morning, Eileen. How are you?
I'm just fine. Haven't gotten anything fixed yet. But
poor thing.
Life goes on.
Doesn't it? It really does.
Yes, it does. And nobody's going to rain on my sunshine.
Good for you.
Yep. Anyway, I have a pink geranium that is in a pot.
Mm-hmm.
I want to plant it where all of my pink stuff is. And with the other stuff that I bought.
Okay.
My lantana.
Okay.
And how big does the geranium get?
Okay, so here in Florida, geraniums are thought of as annuals. Up north, they grow long periods of time. They can winter over. The summertime temperatures aren't so bad. But your geranium is usually considered a winter plant to plant. And then they start to get issues and, you know, they kind of decline in the spring and summer and people just throw them away. All right.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's staying in the pot then.
Yes. Have it stay in the pot. And after it flowers, go ahead and cut, you know, the blooms off and everything, deadhead it, and then just treat it lightly. You don't want to overwater it. I would say just keep it, you know, moist, so that like maybe watering once every 2 weeks or so. But if you have the right. heater going on, it may need to be more watered. Or keep it in a pot on your patio, and then when it starts to decline, just take it off to the side and let it do its thing, and it will come back next year.
Well, I've had it for a year.
Right.
And it is doing great.
Wonderful.
It's flowering. It's doing really well. So
I would just keep it in a pot and keep on doing what you're doing.
That's what I'm going to do then.
Okay, sounds...
I'm not going to put it in the ground.
There you go. I think once you put it in the ground, then the real heat of the summertime gets to it. And it just, it doesn't do well.
I didn't know that. I thought they were a perennial.
They are up north, okay? But, you know, it's just considered an annual here in Florida.
Well, that certainly stinks.
Well,
really,
I don't blame you, but you know, but it seems like you're handling them well, and they're thriving under your care. So kudos to you.
Well, thank you very much, Lady.
All right,
Gardner. Princess Gardner. That's what I'm going to call you, Princess Gardner.
There you go. All right,
hon. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Eileen, for checking in. Take care. Have a great Halloween. I think I've been demoted because my husband calls me the Queen of Gardening. So
well, but he, you're his queen.
There you go.
You're everybody else's princess.
There you go. So Sweetwater Oaks Garden Club, they've contacted us by text, and they have a plant sale in Longwood today. The address is at 210 Lonesome Pine, and it's in the Sweetwater Oaks Division subdivision off Wakiva Springs Road from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. They have native milkweed for sale, along with other native plants, and they want you all to come and see them. So that's a great way to get new plants and some unusual plants that you don't always see in the stores. Mm-hmm. So Sweetwater Oaks Garden Club, right off of Wakiva Springs Road there. So Nathan from Lutz says, we have a medium-sized live oak in front of our house, about 20 years old. It was planted too high. The root ball is about 10 inches higher than the grass around the tree. It is an eyesore. Can we trim down the root ball, or will that kill the tree? So, Nathan, did you plant it, or was it in the house? I'm just asking, because oak trees, their roots grow right above the ground, and that's not a bad thing. All the roots, oak trees, their primary roots, are in the first 6 inches of soil, and then the flare comes up out of the ground. So if you can see the flare of an oak tree and see the first roots around it, that's not a bad thing. That means it's healthy. And if it's been growing there for 20 years, that tells you it's doing well. So most of the time, the majority of the time, oak trees or trees, canopy trees, are planted too deep, and they just struggle. So if it's an eyesore, send me a picture of it, and I can to my email, teresa.watkins@live.com, and I can look at it and kind of give you some suggestions on it. I will tell you, there is nothing more, how should I say it, historic or elegant as in, you know, just beautiful, just in the forest, seeing the oak tree roots coming down from the ground. And the beautiful roots on the surface, it just looks lovely. And so I don't know why yours would be an eyesore, but I'd like to see it. And it's not bad. You're supposed to see the first roots coming out of the tree. That just means it's planted correctly. And those roots need to breathe. They're in the first 6 inches of the ground, the deep ones. They don't have kind of like a taproot. The taproot is kind of like a myth. For most of the trees that we grow. So I'd be more interested to see what it looks like, and I can help you then, Nathan. Thank you for emailing. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. So another scary plant that's just scary by its name, it is gorgeous. It is a wonderful tropical plant, does very well here in Florida, very exotic looking, and it's called the bat flower. So the black, and it's black, the black bat flower, the botanical name is Taka chantrieri, and it is a wild, bizarre, unusual flower. It looks very exotic, but it's not hard to grow. It is a tropical tuberous-rooted perennial herb that has large leaves at the base of the stem, surrounded by black, white, brownish, or greenish dense flower round top clusters. The name bat flower comes from the plant's bractea shape, which resembles bats. It's also known as the devil's flower, and the unusual plant has the most interesting flower seen. It has whiskers coming from it. It is gorgeous. And if you've never seen a bat flower, go online, look it up, Taka chantrieri, and it's wonderful in a tropical garden. Looks really cool.
It is really gorgeous. So
isn't
that,
it?
Yes.
Unusual.
Yes.
And it, and so it's wonderful in the tropical garden. So bat flower, one of those flowers in Florida that if you like unique flowers, and it grows in the shade. I didn't mention that, but it grows in the shade. So Jay from Melbourne said, I planted two Duranta trees last spring. Should I put down a root stimulator now? If so, what product? So no, I wouldn't put it down now, the root stimulator. You want to do that when you plant it. And then I would just fertilize them, okay, Jay? So it doesn't need the root stimulation unless you think it's not growing well. So you want to make sure that it's growing sturdy and it doesn't, you know, kind of lean or is moving from side to side because it doesn't have a root ball. Check the root ball, see if it's nice and sturdy, and then I would just fertilize it right now and then fertilize it again in the springtime. And that should do good. You want to use potassium. So you can use a potassium, make sure that the numbers, you know, you can use a 666, 888, 10-10-10, and that will give you flowers, it'll give you leaves, and it will help develop the root system. All right? Great question. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Lizzie, we would like them to go to our Facebook page and like it.
Yes, yes, definitely.
And you can like it, and you'll get all the podcasts that will get shipped to you. And you can also sign up for the podcast. You can subscribe to iHeart. It's free of charge, and you'll know when any time the show gets uploaded. I also have the newsletter coming out next week.
Yay!
And it'll be for November, what to do in November. I have what to do in your landscape. I also have my plant of the month. And also, Lizzie has her Lizzie Gardening Adventures. And so it's a lot of great information. And then I also have my landscaper malpractice in it column. And it tells you when to fire your landscaper.
And that's really good because a lot of times we just hold on to, you know, people, you know, and she actually kind of breaks it down for you. So,
yeah. And so it just says some things that, you know, shouldn't tolerate. You should have a landscaper that knows what they're doing in the landscape, not just people that come in and whack things down. So that's hard. We're going to be back with your phone calls, 1-888-455-2967, or text us 23680. This Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-273-1623. 800-273-1623. 800-273-1623. That's 800-273-1623.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to the last half hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. You can give me a gardening call, 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680. Nathan, I wanted to follow up with you because I don't think I finished the rest of the answer for you. And so you asked if you could trim down the roots or will that kill the tree? I don't want you to trim down any roots of your oak tree. They may be very important ones, and I want to make sure your tree stays stable. So it sounds like you have a good tree or enough of a question on it that I would have a certified arborist, just have somebody come by, a certified tree arborist, to look at the tree. They may be able to show you where you can cut some of the roots down that will make sure that it doesn't die, or they may just tell you that it's normal and everything's good. So contact a certified arborist to come by, look at your tree, and get him to give you a good look at it and see what you can do for it, okay? If you cut the roots, you may kill it and or, you know, stress it out. You may, whatever you cut some of those roots, it's going to affect the canopy. Those roots go to parts of the canopy, and it may damage the tree or cause it to be destabilized. So great questions. Thank you for asking. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Walter and Coco. Walter has a question about an avocado tree. Good morning, Walter. Thank you for calling.
Good morning, Teresa. Thank you very much, young lady. I've had a long conversation with Liz, and now I want to just ask you, I've got a avocado, and I've got a cutting that I want to graft to it.
Yes.
And all I have done, I have a very substantial cutting from a friend, and it's just been in a bucket with water. I didn't put any root tone on it or anything.
Okay.
So what can you advise me to do with this, if you please?
Okay. So have you ever grafted a tree before?
Many, 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 many times, but not one that's a well-established tree that got blown over during the storm and my neighbor cut it all the way down. It's got 6-inch dual trunk, of a single trunk to 6-inch trunks coming off the root base.
Okay.
And he, when it blew over, he just, it had a good substantial canopy at about 15 feet off the ground, and it was bearing fruit, and it was doing fine, but he didn't have it in very deep soil. Over here in Coco, everything's pretty much
on top of the soil,
all that, but he didn't have any, just as you were explaining to Nathan, he didn't have a good root structure around, so it just plunk, fell over, and he works in Oviedo, so I just put my cutting for him in a bucket, and I said, let's go down to get some root tone, and then I'll show you where I'm going to graft it, and that didn't happen, and that was during Milton that it blew over, so it's been several weeks, and it time flies.
Okay, so how does the branch look, Walter? Is it still nice and green?
He put it over in his daughter's yard, and I haven't seen it since Milton.
Okay, I would look to see if it's still flexible and see if any kind of growth is on it at all, you know, depending on how long it is. But you should still be able to graft it if it's still alive and flexible.
It's in like I said, it's in a bucket of water, but he says, he's also from Guatemala, and he does not speak it. English, that well. Anyway, so the point was, he says that it's soft and pliable, and it's still green, and he thinks that he wants to plant it directly instead of grafting it.
Well, he can. It depends on how long it is and where he cuts it at the bottom. Okay, he wants to cut it diagonally, okay? Again, he can try it. And you've got the avocado tree still alive?
As far as I can tell, it's struggling to go. Of course, it doesn't have any greenery, and he hasn't been watering it. He's got it surrounded by a whole bunch of plants that I suppose he's going to put there in memory of it. Because that's the... You know, it's like making a memorial out of it or something.
If the avocado tree's still there, he can get more clippings of it. So if he can do 2 or 3 cuttings, then he will get one to survive. I mean, they're usually pretty good, easy trees to to graft, and they do recover well. So give it a shot. Let me know how he does. And if you've grafted trees, then you know exactly what to do.
Yep, oranges, mangoes, everything under the sun except for an oak tree, because they just grow like weeds around me anyway, because my last name is W-O-O-D.
So Wood, very what? Appropriate. Thank you so much, Walter. I appreciate it. Let me know how you do or how your neighbor does, all right?
Thanks very much, and God bless you for carrying on the work.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Walter. I love that. His last name is Wood. So appropriate. Let's go to Gary in Geneva. Good morning, Gary. Do I have enough time, Lizzie? Okay. Go ahead, Gary. Let's see what we can do, and if I can't answer, I'll hold you through the break.
Okay, thank you. I have a redbud that I planted it a few years ago. It was slow getting started, but now it took off in the last few years. It's about 14 feet tall. It has very few blooms in the spring, and it's in acid soil.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, am I not fertilizing it enough? Or it's a very healthy looking plant.
Well, tell me how often you fertilize and what you fertilize with.
I hardly ever fertilize it. Maybe twice a year with azalea fertilizer.
Okay, I think that sounds good. I will tell you, how long has it been in the ground?
Probably eight or 9 years.
Okay, so it is established, okay? So,
yeah, well established.
It is well established, and the acidity of the soil sounds fine. It is native to Florida. And so is it in full sun or shade?
Mixed. It's very middle of the day it's in full sun, but early in the morning or in the morning and late in the afternoon it's in shade.
Okay. And so when you say you fertilize like twice a year, how much do you use?
Ooh, that's a... I just sort of read the instructions on the fertilizer and just do what I would do for azaleas.
Okay, that you may not be fertilizing enough because it's 8 or 9 years old and it's about 14 feet tall, you said?
Yes.
Okay. You may need, so I would up it to 3 times a year and make sure you're giving it enough, not just for an azalea shrub, but enough. Yes. And don't do it so close to the trunk. Move it out a little bit.
Right.
Okay, and see what it does.
Kind of. Is that the best area to put the fertilizer?
Well, underneath the canopy of the tree, but if you put it too close to the trunk, I mean, it's going to get in the ground, but I'd like to see it moved out a little bit more, maybe 4 or 5 feet. So let me know how you do, Gary, but I would try and fertilize it one more time a year and do it in the springtime. That'll be great. Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. We'll be right back with more. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Ah, the sun's out, the water's cool. It's a perfect day for boating.
What's that boat doing?
Perfect boating days can quickly turn into disasters when drugs and alcohol are involved. Don't let boating under the influence ruin your day. FWC officers have zero tolerance for impaired operators. If you're over the limit, you're under arrest. Learn more at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the FWC Division of Law Enforcement.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Nygaard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Have you lost Florida Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Attention Florida drivers. October is National Pedestrian Safety Month, and we want to remind you that staying safe is a shared responsibility between you and pedestrians. Last year in Florida, there were over 10,000 pedestrian-related crashes. As a driver, be extra cautious and look out for pedestrians at all times. Slow down and yield to pedestrians in crosswalks. Failure to yield can result in a fine and 3 points on your license. Remember, safety starts with you. This message is brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. That's 800-361-1289.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. We have just a few more minutes left to take your gardening questions. I would love to hear from you. No question is too silly or, not too long. I mean, they're all important questions, and you can give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680.
Gary from
Geneva.
Oh, man, what is wrong? All right. I have hurricane brain, I swear, left over, and wanted to know about using black cow because we had to go to break real quick.
Yeah, black cow is a great product. I would recommend it for using it in all your gardens, but as a soil amendment, okay? On an 8 or 9 year old redbud tree, it's your tree is going to need more nutrients than that and a well-balanced fertilizer. Okay, you want the macro nutrients, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, but you also want the minor nutrients too as well, the micronutrients, zinc, copper, molybdenum, boron, all those good stuff, magnesium, manganese. So I would put down a flowering fertilizer, okay, on it and make sure you're putting enough down. Follow the label instructions for the size tree you have. Okay, so that will generally help. And see what's happening. Now, let me just say this, Gary. We had a really bad drought this winter, last winter and spring, and the first part of the summertime. So your tree just may not be at its healthiest this year because of the drought, because of the stress from the hurricanes. And so that may have been a reason why your redbud tree did not bloom well. Okay, so it should be putting out blooms for next season, February and March. It should have blooms before the leaves come out. So let's not worry about it right now, okay? I'm not worried about it. Let's see what it does over the winter. It's going to go dormant, and then it's going to come out with the new leaf or the flowers and then the new leaves, okay? And let me call me back next winter or next spring, February, March. Put it on your calendar. 1-888-455-2967, and give me a call back. All right? Great questions. I appreciate it. Black cow is one of our advertisers, and I will tell you, because they're such a great product. It's a great product. It really puts good nutrition into the ground. Good soil amendments in the ground. So it's just wonderful.
Yeah, I even used a Black Cow way back in the day. So before I started here, and I absolutely loved it. It was the easiest way to get fertilizer,
yes,
on what you need for growing just the natural stuff. So
yeah, it's wonderful. I would recommend putting it into your entire gardening bed, not just a single hole, the entire gardening bed. All right, so let's see. Lynn in Orlando. Oh, I want to get this, the bat flowers. Okay, so those beautiful black bat flowers. I had a listener call in. No, you didn't give me your name or your location, but they are not salt tolerant. Okay, so on the beach, you're not going to be able to plant them. You can keep them in a pot, but the salt spray, I wouldn't put it necessarily outside. Okay, but they are not salt tolerant at all. And there is a white one. And so the flowers do come up above the foliage, and it's quite a striking plant. So there is a white one if you like angels, and then but it is still a bat flower. Okay, great follow-up. Thank you. So Lynn in Orlando says, good morning. Our lemon tree has not produced as many lemons this season. Is this a fertilizer issue? What is the best fertilizer? I think it's a Meyer lemon. And Lynn, well, is it a fertilizer issue? I don't know. We've had a really huge citrus issue over the last, 10 years with the citrus greening. But it may have citrus greening on it, so it may not be producing it as well. But that's even more important for you to fertilize correctly. So you can use a balanced fertilizer, 666-888-1010. Sunnyland has a great citrus and avocado fertilizer that you is a good product. And just follow the label 3 to 4 times a year, depending on the size of your tree. But again, we did have a hard spring, summer, and so it may be from that, the stress from the drought, but it could also be citrus greening, and you may just not get as much. So if you have a photograph, you can send to me, teresa.watkins@live.com, and show me the leaves and the entire tree. I need the entire plant or tree to look at, but then an up-close photo of the leaves, maybe 2 or 3 of the leaves, and I can tell if there is an issue or if it's citrus greening, okay? You can also go online. The University of Florida has some really great citrus greening pages that you can look at, too, as well. Let's go to George in Palm Bay. Good morning, George. How can I help you?
Good morning, ma'am. I have a couple of lemons and some orange trees, among some other stuff, but those, I'm having a lot of difficulty with the leaves curling. I tried neem oil. I got some bio advanced products, one that you pour into the soil, you mix it, and you pour into the soil once a year.
Yes.
And I also have a spray. I also have a spray nozzle by Bio Advanced for mites. Do you recommend anything else? Do you recommend a better product? I mean, it's really stubborn.
Right. No. What I do recommend, though, is that you do it on new leaf growth. Once the leaves have already curled, it's a little too late. So as it flushes out in the springtime with new growth, that's when you use the Bio Advanced. That's when you use the neem oil, and that keeps the insects off of it. So it could be leaf miner that's doing it. It could be aphids, white flies that are doing it too as well. And so you want to make sure you're doing it as you get new leaf growth. Okay.
Should I put off the old ones that are curled already?
Not necessarily. The leaves are damaged, but they're still working. They're still going through photosynthesis. And so they're still helping the tree. So unless it's really, really bad, or if you're seeing them start to fall on the ground, then I would pick them up. But not necessarily. If it's still green, it's still a viable leaf.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Let me know how you do, George. Thank you for calling in. That's great. So two questions. We're potting Italian cypress. What soil would you recommend? ? And we have a large bougainvillea that appears to have died, which is unusual. There were mushrooms growing on the trunk. Could it have been mushroom fungus? Yes. Bill, real quickly, Orlando, bougainvillea likes a dry and full sun, does not like to have lots of water. So it may have been overwatered or damaged from the hurricane. It will do that. And then potting soil for Italian cypresses needs to be a good organic mix, but you want to keep it dry. They, too, do not like wet soil. So great question. Real quickly, do you bury or spread granular or slow-release fertilizers? You can put it on top of the ground. If you have a mulch bed area, you can kind of water it in or just rake it in. It'll be fine. But I just put it right on the ground. Okay, no reason to bury it. And then, Teresa, is there a winter rye that doesn't need to be mown or mowed? Yeah, just put down winter rye. It only gets to be about 3 to 4 inches tall, 5 inches tall, and that's fine for grass. You don't need to mow it as well. So a lot of questions, Lizzie.
Excellent questions, as always.
Yeah, so if you missed any of the questions or if I talked too fast, you can go and download the podcast and listen to it again. And you can back it up and listen to it and back it up and listen to it. All right, we can do that.
You talking too fast. That never happens. Only literally had one of our listeners just call and go, I didn't get the phone number because she says it really fast.
Yeah.
So
1-888-455-2967. And you can call in next week. We're going to have great interview with Jenks Farmer. Thank you to Carol Reese for coming by and stopping by the studios. We love talking with her. We just appreciate everybody on the show. We hope you're doing well. You want to contact me, go to my website or go to betterlawns.com and you can upload it. You can send me photographs that way and I can help you even more. We're going to be back next week with lots of your gardening questions. This is the fun time of year. I love the fall. I love the cooler temperatures. We're getting into some really wonderful gardening weather, so you want to take advantage of that. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Quality Green Specialist in DeLand and Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Say good morning to my daughter, Teresa. She is going to bed right now. She works all night as a nurse. So bye, darling. Have a good night's sleep. Bye-bye.
Yes, sleep good.
Attention all pedestrians. October is National Pedestrian Safety Month, and we want to remind you that staying safe is a shared responsibility between you and drivers. Last year in Florida, there were over 10,000 pedestrian-related crashes. Don't become a statistic. Walk on sidewalks, stay alert, and avoid distractions like headphones and cell phones. Cross streets at crosswalks, and never enter the street from between parked cars. Remember, safety starts with you. This message is brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Quality Green Specialist has the plants, products, and friendly expert advice to keep your garden healthy and bountiful. Quality Green has thousands of plants, trees, flowers, herbs, vegetables, and more. Plus, high-quality organic-based fertilizers, products, even comprehensive soil testing. Visit DeLand's beautiful nursery and fine fertilizer store. Conveniently open 9 to 4 daily. Located at 335 West Michigan Avenue. QualityGreenSpecialist.com. Top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.